Welcome, you curious minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to crack open a topic that's, well, absolutely foundational to our food system, but it often operates kind of quietly in the background, doesn't it? We're talking about Canada's seed regulatory modernization, you know, SRM.
Indeed. And it's so vital when you think about it. Every single meal starts with a seed, right? So making sure every seed planted has the best possible chance to thrive, that's immensely valuable. It's about embedding safety, quality, and importantly, innovation right from the very beginning of the agri-food chain. That's really what SRM is aiming to address. And it's been years in the making.
Definitely. We've got some fascinating sources in front of us today. There's the Canadian Food Inspection Agency's, the CFIA's, recent policy paper, and also a really detailed analysis from the Canadian Seed Growers Association, the CSGA. So our mission today is to unpack what SRM actually is, what the key proposed changes look like, and crucially, how the major players in the sector are responding, because this is where it gets really interesting for you. Understanding these shifts gives us a direct line to the future of Canadian food. Okay, let's unpack this then. At its core, seed regulatory modernization is a review, a big one, of Canada's seeds regulations. Why now? And what exactly are they trying to modernize?
Well, the primary goal, really, is to make the Canadian's seed certification system more efficient, more nimble, easier to use, frankly. The current regulations, I mean, they're robust, but they've become pretty complex, sometimes confusing. So the CFIA, as the federal body, is leading this review. They're aiming to cut down on administrative burden, add flexibility, simplify processes, improve consistency, and this is key, strengthen consumer protection. They talk about future-proofing Canada's seeds, making the system ready for what's next.
Future-proofing, I like that. It's about making the system work better for everyone involved then, from the developer right through to you, the farmer. The Canadian Seed Growers Association, CSGA, they call this a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Given their long history, what's their perspective on why it's so important?
Right. As the delegated authority for seed crop certification for, over 120 years, CSGA really emphasizes that the entire Canadian agri-food sector just fundamentally relies on a predictable supply of high-quality, identity-assured seed. You have to trust what you plant. They see SRM as laying the foundation, the cornerstone, really, for a strong Canadian seed system for decades. It ensures our food is safe, the supply chain is secure, and farmers can have total confidence in the seed they buy. It's about resilience.
Makes sense. So the CFIA dropped its final SRM policy paper back in July 2025. It outlines 52 proposals. That's a lot. Came after 5 years of collaborative work, too. What are the big themes jumping out from their proposals? What were they trying to achieve?
Yeah, 52 is substantial. They organize them into three main themes, all aimed at making the framework more, let's say, agile, transparent, and responsive, more dynamic. So the first theme, reducing red tape and administrative burden. This is a big one. It includes things like finding a quicker way to update standards by incorporating them by reference.
Okay, what does by reference actually mean in practice?
It basically means the regulations can point to an external document, like a list or a standard, instead of having every single detail written to the law itself. It makes updating much faster because you just update the external document, not the whole regulation.
Oh, got it. More flexible.
Exactly. This theme also covers simplifying existing standards, like aligning the purity standards for number one and number two grades, streamlining variety registration decisions too, and improving services through digitalization. Less paperwork, hopefully.
Okay, that's theme one. What's next?
Theme two is supporting marketplace competitiveness and innovation. Here, the idea is more flexibility, more adaptability for the sector. Proposals include creating an external seed advisory committee with balanced representation from stakeholders, so everyone gets a voice.
That sounds important for collaboration.
It is. Yep. It also suggests using that incorporation by reference idea for lists of crop types that need variety registration, again, for faster updates. And interestingly, establishing a regulatory path for maybe heritage and heirloom varieties or seeds bred for alternative systems like organic farming.
Oh, interesting. So opening doors for different kinds of innovation.
Precisely. Helping innovation reach the market faster and meeting those specialized needs.
All right. And the third theme?
The third theme is protecting farmers, consumers, and the environment. This one focuses on strengthening requirements where needed. So proposals here include a clearer path for transferring variety registrations if needed, increasing consistency in grading common seed. That's the seed that hasn't gone through the full certification process, remember.
Right, common seed.
So requiring accredited graders for that, to ensure some level of quality assessment, and also improving the quality of imported seed. things like pre-border purity checks and reducing exemptions for small lots of certain seeds.
So tightening things up on the protection side, quality and safety.
Exactly. It's about ensuring quality and safety from all angles, domestic and imported.
That's a really comprehensive set of themes, reducing burden, boosting innovation, strengthening protection. What really stands out to you about how the CFIA approached putting these 52 proposals together? What made the process itself unique?
What's genuinely fascinating, I think, is the commitment they showed to a co-development approach. They didn't just write this in isolation. They actively brought together a really diverse group seed sector people, industry associations, and users like farmer groups, and they seriously reviewed over 135 unique recommendations that came from these groups.
Wow, 135 recommendations.
Yeah. It shows a real commitment to incorporating different perspectives, even if, you know, not every single recommendation made the final cut. It helps it build buy-in, right? When people feel they've been heard, it makes the whole thing more likely to succeed on the ground.
That co-development sounds ambitious, though. Surely it wasn't all smooth sailing. Must have been some hurdles getting such diverse groups to agree.
Oh, absolutely right. It wasn't just a straight path. The biggest challenge, often, is balancing those competing interests. You know, the push for flexibility versus the absolute need for strong consumer protection, or getting innovation out faster versus maintaining really high-quality standards.
Yeah, I can see that tension.
Reaching consensus on 52 proposals, starting from over 135 recommendations. That means countless debates, negotiations, compromises. So the achievement isn't just the final list of proposals, it's the whole consensus-building process that got them there, finding that common ground.
Okay, so that's the CFIA's framework, built through this intensive co-development. How is the Canadian Seed Growers Association, CSGA, such a critical player responding? Are they generally on board?
Well, CSGA, having been right in the thick of it for the whole 5 years, is largely positive. Very positive, actually. Their analysis document from August 2025 states pretty clearly that a majority of the proposed changes closely align with their vision.
A majority aligning.
Yeah, and they also say the direction proposed by the CFIA is positive for the long-term health of the Canadian seed sector. That's a pretty strong endorsement coming from an organization with your history and role.
That level of alignment, yeah, that sounds promising for actually getting these changes implemented smoothly. What were CSGA's own core recommendations going into this whole SRM process, and how do they see those reflected now?
Good question. CSGA consistently pushed for three core things throughout the process, and they see these now strongly reflected or aligned with the CFIA's policy proposals, especially the ones they've given the green light. First, they really advocated to make CSGA the main administrator.
Main administrator of what, exactly?
Of seed certification functions. They envision a system that's more sector-led, but still government-enabled, right? With CFIA oversight, CSGA would manage all the seed certification functions. Currently, it's split. CFIA handles foundation, registered certified seed checks, while CSGA handles breeder and select seed.
Oh, okay. So centralizing it would streamline things.
That's the idea. A more unified, efficient system under one roof, essentially. Second core recommendation, implement a digital end-to-end certification system.
Digital everything.
Pretty much. Leveraging and expanding their existing seed cert platform, the goal is to get rid of fragmented workflows, you know, paper here, digital there, and provide a single digital window for all seed certification services. Seamless. Paperless, ideally.
Makes sense in this day and age. And the third?
Third, they strongly advocated for establishing a seed sector advisory committee. This is all about fostering broader stakeholder consultation, consistent engagement, making sure all the relevant groups, growers, processors, researchers, everyone are at the table for ongoing standards development and policy discussions.
Not just during massive reviews like SRM, but continuously?
Exactly. An ongoing dialogue.
So CSGA sees strong alignment on those three big priorities. That's significant. But, you know, playing devil's advocate for a second, is there any potential downside to such close alignment between the delegated authority, CSGA, and the regulator, CFIA? Could it maybe limit input from other stakeholders down the line?
That's a fair question, and it's something that needs careful consideration, definitely. While alignment signals efficiency, you absolutely need those robust checks and balances. The CFIA's co-development process itself, drawing on those 135-plus recommendations from many groups, was designed partly to mitigate that kind of insularity from the start. And crucially, that proposal for a new external seed sector advisory committee. The emphasis is on balanced stakeholder representation, That's explicitly meant to bring diverse voices consistently to the table.
Okay, so the structure itself aims to keep the conversation broad.
That's the intention. Building a framework that encourages a wide range of perspectives, even within a more streamlined structure.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty then. CSGA's Greenlight PDF, it flagged a remarkable 40 out of the 52 CFIA proposals as Greenlight, full support. Can you walk us through some key examples? What specific proposals got the green light, and why do these matter for our listeners, for you?
Absolutely. Let's connect these specific proposals back to CSGA's core recommendations and the real-world benefits. So, focusing on that goal of making CSGA the main administrator, they strongly agree with the proposal for the CFIA to stop offering the theory training for licensed seed crop inspectors, the LSCIs.
Okay, why?
CSGA sees an opportunity there to partner with the inspector's own association to provide that training, maybe through their online CSGA Learn platform. For you, the listener involved in the sector, this could mean inspector training becomes more industry-specific, maybe more accessible, building stronger expertise.
Right, tailored training.
They also really welcome expanding alternative service delivery for seed tags, having a third-party issue and review applications.
Mm-hmm.
And CSGA is explicitly putting their hand up, saying they're interested in delivering this service. They point to their existing experience with breeder and select tags.
So shifting that administrative task.
Exactly. Shifting it from government to an industry body that's already deeply involved. And another big one. They support the CFIA exploring having CSGA handle the digitalization and administration of the OECD seed export certification system.
OECD. That's the international one.
Yes. Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Standardizing and simplifying that process would be huge for Canadian exporters, making it easier to compete globally.
Okay, those are practical shifts towards CSGA's administrator. What about the digital end-to-end system? What got green-lighted there?
This is where you see a potential leap forward in user experience, I think. CSGA is fully on board with modernizing seed tags, maybe via a third-party provider. They mentioned their own digital tag technology can already link up with platforms like Seeds Canada's Variety Transparency Database.
So smart tags, essentially.
You could say that. Imagine having critical seed quality info, traceability data right there, maybe accessible via your phone. Less paper, more data.
That sounds like a game changer.
It could be. They also support proposals to streamline that OECD export certification using a digital approach. Exploring QR codes, digital seed tags, things they've already started implementing for some seed classes. It just means faster, more accurate information, less hassle, and much better transparency right through the value chain. For you, it translates to knowing exactly what you're buying, its history, its quality attributes, much more easily.
That digital transformation sounds powerful. Now, beyond the tech, what about the people side? Collaboration, decision making?
That brings us to the Seed Sector Advisory Committee, right? What was green-lighted there?
Yes, and this was clearly a big win from CSGA's perspective. The CFIA's proposal to actually establish that external Seed Advisory Committee got a firm green light. CSGA, along with Seeds Canada, had already put forward a joint recommendation outlining the benefits. They see it as just crucial for transparent, trusted governance.
Making sure all voices are heard consistently.
Exactly. Moving beyond just occasional consultations to having a standing body for ongoing dialogue on policy and standards. Okay, so those align directly with CSGA's Big Three acts. What other key proposals got the green light? Maybe around simplifying standards or market flexibility.
Right, there were several others they strongly supported. For simplifying standards, CSGA really welcomed the CFIA's move to align the purity standards for number one and number two grades.
How are they aligning them?
Essentially, by applying the higher number one standard across the board for both grades when it comes to purity. So they're simplifying, yes, but also potentially raising the baseline quality guarantee for certified seed in Canada. For you, the farmer, that means a clearer, higher assurance of seed purity. Less variability between those top grades.
Interesting. Higher baseline.
They also agree with using incorporation by reference for things like the grade tables and specific crop labeling rules. Makes updates much quicker, as we discussed.
And what about flexibility in the market? Anything green-lighted there?
Yes. They agree with lifting restrictions on varietal blends for non-PPTM types, allowing them to be sold as certified seed.
Non-PPTM. Remind me.
Plant pest tolerance management. Basically, seeds with specific genetic traits engineered to resist certain pests. Those will likely stay strictly regulated in blends. But for other blends, this change gives farmers more freedom. You could create custom seed mixes tailored to your specific fields or practices. Potentially better yields, more adaptation.
More options for farmers.
Right. And they also support allowing different pedigreed varieties of the same crop type within Canada Certified No. 1 and No. 2 cereal mixtures. Again, more choice, assuming clear labeling.
Okay. And finally, what about proposals aimed at protecting farmers and the environment that CSGA supported?
Several important ones here. They agree with the CFIA taking over varietal eligibility assessments. That's basically the check to see if a new variety is genuinely distinct, and centralizing that with CFIA ensures consistency. They also support clarifying that seed loses its official pedigreed status, the guarantee of genetic purity and quality if it's conditioned, meaning cleaned or treated, by a facility that isn't approved.
Maintaining the chain of quality.
Exactly. It's about traceability and ensuring that status means something concrete. They also back requiring common seed, remember, the non-certified stuff, to either be graded by an accredited grader or clearly labeled with its test results, and mandating accurate, truthful info when advertising any seed for sale.
So more transparency even for common seed.
Yes. The goal is clear. Ensuring you know exactly what you're getting when you buy seed, preventing misrepresentation, and protecting your investment, whether it's certified or common.
Wow. It really does sound like a strategic and, well, quite comprehensive set of changes that CSGA is largely behind. That level of consensus between CSGA and CFIA, especially on these green light items, really does suggest a shared vision.
It absolutely does. And that strong consensus is so crucial, isn't it? It makes it much more likely that these modernization efforts will be practical, effective, and genuinely supported by the industry as they roll out. It builds a really solid foundation.
Now, you did mention, though, that while 40 proposals got the green light, CSGA also flags 7 as yellow light conditional support and 5 as red light, indicating strong concerns. We don't have the specifics on those points in our materials today, but what does that split tell us about the ongoing dialogue?
It tells us the conversation is healthy, it's nuanced, and it's definitely ongoing. It wasn't just a rubber stamp. The yellow light proposals probably signal areas where CSGA sees the general merit but thinks the implementation details need more work. Maybe concerns about timelines or costs or specific wording, fine-tuning needed.
And the red lights?
Red light proposals likely point to more fundamental disagreements. Areas where CSGA feels the proposed approach might have unintended negative consequences, or perhaps where they believe a completely different solution would be much better for the sector. It shows they did a really meticulous, critical review of every single proposal. It reminds us that even with broad agreement on the direction, the details matter immensely, and the sector is still actively engaged in refining the path forward.
What an incredible deep dive into this seed regulatory modernization process. We've seen how the CFIA is really proposing to, as you said, future-proof Canada's seeds, and how the CSGA is largely on board, seeing their big three recommendations, CSGA as main administrator, a digital end-to-end system, and that multi-stakeholder advisory committee strongly reflected in those CFIA green light proposals.
It really underlines how something that seems small, you know, a single seed, is actually this massive investment. A critical link in our entire agri-food value chain. Modernizing these regulations, it isn't just shuffling paperwork or going digital for the sake of it. It's about fostering real innovation, ensuring our food security, and protecting Canada's agricultural landscape for, well, for generations to come, adapting to a world that's constantly changing.
So boiling it down, what does this all mean for you, our listener? Ultimately, a more efficient, more transparent, more responsive seed system aims to provide you, the farmer, with more reliable, high-quality seeds. More flexibility, better information at your fingertips, and for you, the consumer. It means hopefully even greater confidence in the safety, the integrity, and the quality of the Canadian-grown food on your plate.
And the conversation isn't over. As you mentioned, feedback to the CFIA on these proposals is open until October 3rd, 2025, which kind of raises a final important question for you to think about. How might a streamlined, digitally enabled, and collaboratively governed seed system not only benefit Canadian agriculture domestically, but how might it also impact global food security in this ever-changing world? How could it position Canada as even more of a leader in sustainable food production on the world stage?
That is a powerful thought to chew on, thinking about the ripple effects globally. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope you feel much more informed about this vital work happening behind the scenes. Work to ensure Canada's seed system continues to be a strong foundation for a very bright future. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.